Now, what the ministry has done is that through what it calls the rethinking Vanuatu education together, it has come up with some strategies. Now, the recommendation says that, now there's quite a few. There are issues concerning vernacular, language, culture, and history. What is lacking at the moment is that the government needs to come up with a clear policy. Now, what we've come up is, what we need to do now is really come up with a language policy to establish a language committee, which I understand it has been appointed by the Prime Minister's office, and specifically say what are the areas which identify the areas which need to be part of this whole language policy.
Is it a matter of all three languages being taught equally, or do you think one will emerge as a dominant language within Vanuatu?
Yes, I think Bislamas should be the one which should be encouraged and promoted by government to be used as a language which could be used in schools, also used by the wider community.
Why is that, can I ask?
Now, Bislama is spoken by everybody, and it's the language which is spoken by, everybody, from kids from 6 years old up to, very old people, and it's spoken everywhere. Now, we understand that what is lacking now is whether the words, the Bislama words which are used, are standardized or not, because different people write different types of Bislama. That's the only problem which is still pending, and what I understand is that a professor has done some work into trying to standardize the Bislama words into a dictionary.
Do you think bilingualism is holding Vanuatu back at all?
From my personal opinion, I don't think it's holding back progress. I mean, whether you're an Anglophone or you're a Francophone, the sticking point is that you need to think of oneself as an Vanuatu. You should think of using either French or English as a medium to facilitate development. Do not to go as far as saying, I'm a Francophone and I'm an Anglophone. I think that's the key point.
Are there equal job opportunities for Francophones and Anglophones once they've finished their schooling?
Well, the opportunities are there, but what the facts show that, you find that there are more people who go through the English medium schools, they are the ones who are being employed in both the private and the public sector. But, it's changing.
It's changing. I was going to say, what's the solution to this then?
Solution now is probably, okay, we have a problem. If we are talking about the current education system, is we need to expand more or provide more opportunities for the French-speaking students at the senior cycle. I'm talking about the year 11, year 12, year 13, and year 14. You expand that access and provide them with a quality education which that's the level of education which forms the basis of any successful training.